We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Samach Dalid Omid Beis, and we are beginning approximately 11 lines from the top at the beginning of the line. So we just finished learning that Imotze Timotze will be used as the klal. So you have Himotze Timotze, even though they're next to each other, they can be used as two bookends of the klal. And in between, we're going to put Shar, Chamar, Seh, and Chaim. So we have to know what we do with those words that are in between, but really we have a klal, two klalim, Himotze Timotze. So Zokta Gemara, Shadi Shar Bein Himotze L'Timotze, L'Asriyamai, what's that for? Ila Asriyam Bal Chaim, if it's teaching us Bal Chaim, Mechaim Nafka. We know that already from the word Chaim. Ela L'Asriyam Dover She'ein Bal Chaim, V'dur Shachim. You make a drosh like this. Ma Prat Mefurish Dova Metaltel V'Gufei Mamon, Av Kol Dova Metaltel V'Gufei Mamon. So here we have these pratim in between the two klalim. We have here Shar, Chamar, Seh, and Chaim. So Chaim will teach us all about Chaim. So what's Shar teaching us? Shar is teaching us that just like that, some Dava Metalta of Gufi Mamun. I've called Dava Metalta of Gufi Mamun. Vesum, Shadi Chamar, Bein Yimotze L'Timotze L'Su Yimayim. What's Chamar for? So Shar is teaching us that anything that's Metalta of Gufi Mamun, which means all other things besides the Bali Chaim. So what's Chamar teaching us? So Shadi Chamar Bein Imotze Tematze L'Asu Yimai Ila Esu Yidav Hashem Bali Chayim Mishar Nafku Not from Shar Radi El Asu Yei Dovar Mesuyim. It's coming to exclude El Asu Yei Zafani Lashon. We're coming to exclude Dovar Mesuyim Dovar Shein Mesuyim, which means it has to have something that's a similar. Like Rashi says El Asu Yidav Mesuyim In Ava Dovar Shein Mesuyim Loi And we're Rebuya Darashin Allah. It's from a Rebuya but not Meshavusa Behemoyz Harbe Shein Behem Simen. We're saying that the only mechayev kefil by God of Atzmai only if it's something is dava hamasuyim, something that has a simon. But dava she'ena masuyim doesn't have a simon, you won't be chayev kefil. Like Rashi points out that learning this out from the word chamar, even though chamar doesn't dafka have a simon, a lot of behemoths don't have a simon, but he's saying it's for the extra word that will come to exclude dava she'ena masuyim. Freit the Gemara, but still even another letter, another word that you don't know. Se yachi se lamli. And what do you do with se? Zok the Gemara. Ella riba umiyot v'ribahi. So now Gemara changes again. Gemara says, you know what? It's not a klal prata klal. It's a riba umiyot v'riba. The difference in klal prata klal, riba umiyot v'riba is riba umiyot v'riba is marba more things. It's and the miyotim only used for not for for like general things, just for specific things. For example, klal prata klal really the two klal are marba everything. The prat says the klal has to be similar to the prat. So you always marba things that are doyim to the prat. By riba. Umiyat v'riba, there, the way it works is, the riba is rabba everything, and the miyat is only mayat one thing per miyat. So what we're doing over here is, we're going to use this two imatzi tamatzis as ribas, and the middles will be miyat. What? Yeah, when miyat. Chaim is coming to teach us something, yeah. Teach us something. Whatever. It's one of the miyat, we'll see what it teaches us. It's to teach something. The same thing with four, but Klal Prat also, those four things were we're mutim, we're protim. No, that's more change already. Remember what the matzah tamatzi now is the klolim. Chaim is not one of the klolim. The klolim is the matzah tamatzi. You put it in between. You put it in between our shar, chamor, seh, chaim. We got stuck with seh. We darshan chaim for while chaim. We darshan shar for shar dvarim. We darshan chamor for fuke, dorvus, and mesuyim. And they got stuck by seh. So now we're going to riba, miyat, to riba. Which is marba everything. You still have to take care of those four protim. What you do with them? Same thing. You still have to take care of it. The more to talk about it. The more says, riba, miyat, to riba. You could tell it very small. Like Tanur Rishma learns that you say riba miyat riba. What does he say? Tanur Rishma, but my base problem is that klal prat el riba umiyat v'riba. So what's he talking about? So Rashi brings down what's my talking about. It says in the pasuk that the gabi the fish. It says zet hoichlu mekol asher b'mayim kol asher lo snapi v'kaskes. This has fins and scales b'mayim. Again, it says b'mayim. It says kol hoichlu mekol asher b'mayim. Anything that has fins and scales b'mayim. By yamim uvenecholim oisom techelu. So there's a miyot there, by yamim uvenecholim, and there's two ribuys, mayim, anything in the water. And we darshin, by mayim are both ribas, and we mayit something from yamim uvenecholim. We're mayit actually like a bar, or something that's just a ditch or in the ground, you don't need fins and scales there actually. But shichem arois will be included in the din as the riba that needs snapi v'kaskestas. Why? Because it works with riba miyat the riba. That's Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. So here, back to our Gemara, matzah to matzah is a ribuy, right? So el riba, umiyat riba, it's riba hakoil. My rabbi, rabbi komili. The first step is kefil, yichayim kefil about everything. Yehochi kol hanim pratim lamali. So what do you need is pratim? Chad lamuti karka. One prat, let's say, we'll use shor. Shor is lamuti karka. To say that by karka you're not chayav kefil. You're still karka, not chayav kefil. Number two, chad lamuti avodim. The second one's coming to exclude avodim, slaves. That's, let's say, chamor. And se, v'chad, lamute shtoris. The coming to afuke shtoris. And again, here also, we spoke at Tosis on Amud Aleph, on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, actually, that here, why don't we say avodim hukash l'kakoyis? He says here, because once you have riba akoyil, so then you need a special miyat for avodim. So we have one miyat for karka, one miyat for avodim, one for shtoris. Now, what do we do with the word chayim? And the word gneva, technically. So gneva v'chayim is sort of a different drasha. Look at the rab. The Omar, Achyo Lekeren Kein Shiganov, which is a sugya on Daf Samachayim and Aleph, that says, Achyo Lekeren Kein Shiganov, which means when you steal something, you pay the price it was, B'shas the Geneva. That's what you learn from this pasuk, that you pay the price that B'shas the Geneva. We'll learn that B'Ian on Daf Samachay. But in any case, you use the word Chayim, Geneva V'Chayim, Achyo Lekeren Kein Shiganov. So Adkan, the Gemara's Drasha. So this Gemara's Drasha was a long-winded Drasha, basically, to explain us what the man the Omar, who holds that both Pshukim are for Toyin Tanas Ganev, what exactly, what is he, how does he know Ganev Atzmai? Like we learned in the parasha before, from Beis, from Pasuk Vav, Chof Beis Vav Ches, that there it said in the Pasuk, Kiit Nisha Re'eo Kesev Akeim Lishmar, and there it says, Yimatzi Matzah Ganev Sham Shnaim, then it says, Lo Yimatzah Ganev, and it ends off again Shnaim. So he said, what do you need to Pshukim for? So one Brisa said that one was for Toyin Tanas Ganev, one was for Ganev Atzmai. But the other one said both of Toyin Tanas Ganev. So the question was, where do you know Ganev Atzmai from? You know from Matzah to Matzah. So what's going to be the problem? The problem is going to be that what does the Mandi Omar, what does the other Mandi Omar do? The other Mandi Omar who learns Ganev Atzmai, so what does he do with Matzah to Matzah? Remember, we have the Pasuk, Matzah Ganev Shalom Shnayim, which is Pasuk Vav, that's Machloikis, if it's Toyin Tanas Ganev, Ganev Atzmai. The end of that parasha Pasuk Ches, and Lo Matzah is for both holds Toyin Tanas Ganev. And we learned different drashas. What do you do with matzah to matzah according to this man the Amar? That's the question. According to man the Amar, learns that ganav atzmai is in the parasha of shomrim there. So what do you do with matzah to matzah? This pasuk, matzah to matzah, which is pasuk gimel, he matzah to matzah biyada ganav mashar at chmar at sev b'chaim shnayim mashal. What do you do with that pasuk? That's Mori Mara's question right now. Zok the Gemara. L'man the Amar chad beganav v'chav v'toyin tanas ganav ganav atzmai nafgalei. We learn out Ganav Atzmai from Yimotzei Ganav. That's Pasuk Vav. So then the shaila is, what do you do in Matzei Tematzei? My Darash Bay, what do you do with the Pasuk in Matzei Tematzei? Zok Tumara, Boyle could Rav Bar Eloi. The Omar Rav Bar Eloi, my time with the Rav, the Omar, Moide Beknas, Vach Boidim Potem. Rav says halacha that if you're Moide Beknas, you don't pay kefil. For example, someone walks into bed and says, I stole. Halacha only pays Karen, only pays the principal, is very kefil. But let's say afterwards, Edom comes and say he stole. Could he like beat the Edom and then he's potter or not? So Rav says that if you're moed beknas by Edom, you're potter. How do you know it? From this pasuk, the chesiv, imotzei timotzei. If imotzei by Edom, then timotzei by the Yom. Then you pay careful. Prat l'mashias atzmai. Coming to exclude someone who's moed by himself, not with Edom. L'van the Yomah tavayu b'toyin tanas ganev. The man Yama holds that both Psukim, Vav, and Ches are turned down as Ganav. He Matzei, Timotzei, Pasa Gimel is going for Ganav Atzmai. So how does he know Moed B'Knas Potter? Hi, the man Yama Tavav turned down as Ganav, the Hai Matzei, Timotzei, Timapagov, the Ganav Atzmai, Mashiach Atzmai, and how does he know Moed B'Knas is Potter? So the Gemara, Mashiach, Yashin, Elikim, Loi Mashiach Atzmai. He learns it out from the Pasuk says, Asher Yashin, Elikim, that only when Bezdin is Mechayiv, you're not Mashiach Atzmai. So there you know you're Potter by moed beknas. Mulmadi amachad veganav vechav b'toyin tanas ganav. The aisilam hamotz tamotzei l'mashiach atzmai. Using hamotz tamotzei for moed beknas. So hayas yashin my darash be. We do asher yashin. Amalach who boiler moed beknas potter the potter. That's for moed beknas potter, which means like this. More to speak in a second, but it means moed beknas potter is from asher yashin. How do you know moed beknas potter even if Adam come? That you know hamotz tamotzei. And he holds the matzah to matzah for ganav atzmai. So kusava moide beknas va'achabo edim is chayiv. He holds chayiv. So very, this is the cheshbon. The cheshbon is that you have pasuk vav and ches. One brisa says that both turn down as ganav. So how you know ganav atzmai is kefil? Like we said, you can't learn it from a kal v'chomer because then you need a shvuah. So how do you know? Teretz v'im wasa t'motze. So how does he know moed v'knas potter? From Asher Yeshiyun. The other man, the Amar, learns that Ganav Atzmai is learned out of Pasuk Vav. So what do you want to say? That teaching us that Moed B'Knas, even after Bo Eidim, is still Potter. That's where we're going. Dr. Maravaiter, Lamad Yomachad Ganav. Chab Tanitan is Ganav, which means Pasuk Vav is Ganav. Pasuk Ches is Tanitan is Ganav. The Naf Galei Ganav Mahasa, we learn that Ganav from the Pasuk Vav. Bishloy Mahimotze Tamotze, we said, Karavaraloy, which means teach us Moed B'Knas, Machabo Eidim is Potter, right? But, Aval Kohani Proti Lamali, why do you need the Protim? Good, Himotze Tamotze teaching us Motze Eidim, why do you need to hold the Protim? Mishar, Chamar, Sechai, what do you need those Protim for? What do you need those Protim? So, to Gemara, because Bishloy Mahimotze teaches us God of Atzmai Kefal, so you need the Protim, teaches us what you have Kefal, and I have Kefal on Karka. But now it's possible, we know Kefal from God of Atzmai. So what, this pasuk is something else. Pasuk is for Moed B'Knas Potter, even when Edom come. So what do you know the Pratim for? So tomorrow, Ketanah Re'er V'Shmol. Ketanah Re'er V'Shmol, Kol Parasha Shenem V'Nishter. Any parasha said twice, Lo Nishter Sol Lovash Shchadish Bo. And here, what was the Shchadish here? Here was a Shchadish that the Motzim, Tematzim Edom, Tematzim Dionim, that Prat L'Moed B'Knas, come teach us excluding Moed B'Knas, and therefore the whole parasha is said, just for that, and we don't care if it's extra words. So tomorrow, right? So this kasha is on the second brisa that learns. The second brisa learns that once for ganav asmai pasuk vav and pasuk ches is turned out as ganav. Right? The gemara be'ema ganav asmai b'shvuah. You know what? Come to think of it, if ganav asmai is in the same parasha of shemrim, which is pasuk vav, then zayin ches. Pasuk zayin says you have to make a shvuah. So maybe ganav asmai also is only chayav kefal with a shvuah. If he swore they didn't steal it, be'ema ganav asmai b'shvuah. The gemara says no, lo yisagadaita. No, it can't be. Why? Tanya Yaakov be'ema. Shnayim yishalim shlo b'shuah. You pay kefil by ganav atzma without a shuah. At oimer shlo b'shuah. You say without a shuah. Any other b'shuah, maybe with a shuah. Amrit loy kachay. It can't be myla kachay. Yom baya. If that was the case, then need a shuah. Loy lichtev rachmona shnayim yishalim beganav. Don't say shnayim yishalim beganav. But leisiv v'kav v'chaimer. And loy v'kav v'chaimer turn down as ganav. What are you pasuk for then? If there would be dim shuah, you wouldn't need a pasuk ganav atzma. You learn turn down as ganav. My turn down as ganav. Dibet teiru as yode. It came to his hand by teiru because he's a shomer. Turn down as ganav is by a shomer. Oh, makra lishalim trei. You pay kefil. Ganav atzma. Shuah as yode. They stole it actually. Like kolshkein. So it must be that we need a pasuk to teach you that even chayiv without a shuah. Elo shnayim yishalim because I want to ganav atzma. Lomeli afil shloy b'shuah. That even without a shuah, you are chayiv. So upon him, that is the whole cheshbon in the Gemara, and we're saying that don't tell me that because Ganav is pasuk Ganav Atzmai pasuk Vav and it's in the parish of Shavuot he needs a Shavuot Teretz, because if that was the case you wouldn't need a pasuk Ganav Atzmai, because you should learn out Kav HaChomer from Tanya and Tanas Ganav, which is a case of a Shomer tining that was stolen. He stole it himself. Now the Gemara ends off the sugi with this: V'hayi Motze Tematze Lahach Yedasa, teaching us either Moed B'Knas Pato or Ganav Atzmai. I need for something else. Hamboyle Gitanya, you need for the following brisa. The price is like this: Yodoi, Ainli Elo Yodoi. I know if someone steals it with his hand, he steals it. He's chayiv. How do we know? Gagoi chatzira v'kafifoi. How does he know if this thing goes onto your roof or onto your chatz and you close the door? Menayin, that's called chiv. You don't have to mean biyodei mamish. How do you know? How do you know the chayiv? Tamalei mar himotzei tamotzei mekol makoyim. In any way, you found it by you, you chayiv al tneva. So you see, you need it for that. So how do you learn out these drashas? You need it for this drasha. So tomorrow, no, there's still a drasha. Why? You can lay makra, oi himatze himatze, oi timatze timatze. Why do I say himatze timatze? It changes from a hate to a tough. Midashoni kra, shmamina tarati. You see both drashas. First of all, you see the drasha of either Moed B'Knas Achava or Eden Potter, or you see the din of Ganav Atzmai. And second of all, you see that it's not dafka b'yodoi, but b'chlal, himatze timatze. Either way, any way you steal it, you're chayiv kefil, even though he wasn't b'yad, even though it was gachas erik fifoy, you're still chayiv kefil.